This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. As protests across the country over the death of George Floyd continue, President Donald Trump is defending his now highly criticized stroll through Lafayette Park across from the White House on Monday. Law enforcement forcefully and violently cleared protesters from in front of the White House, making way for the president to walk to an historic church across the street that had been set on fire the night before. The president and members of his team then posed for a photo in front of the church, which has fire damage in the basement. President Trump claimed in an interview with Fox News Radio Wednesday he didn't know protesters would need to be cleared out as they were. Media reports say Attorney General William Barr made the decision prior to the presidential procession. Floyd's death has sparked protests across the U.S. and in major cities around the world. The 46-year-old African-American man died in the Midwestern city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, after a white police officer held him face down on the street and pressed a knee against his neck for several minutes. The Associated Press says police have arrested at least 9,300 people nationwide. Meanwhile, the officer who held his knee on Floyd's neck was fired, arrested, and charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Floyd's family, on Wednesday, demanded the arrest of all four police officers involved in his death. Three other officers who were present were also fired, but have not been charged in the May 25th death of George Floyd. More stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.